to speak with RHFP. This is Laura.
And Sarah.
I just want to paint a little photo for you. I don't know if any of you guys did this when you were experimenting with your young preteen sexuality, but Sarah has her t-shirt pulled inside out through the top of her shirt, so it's like a nice little
top. It's like Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time vibes.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a little, we just started. You and I have been communicating, pre-recording for like, what, 15 minutes? 30 minutes. I'm already. So, just obviously a little.
We're in the closet, so it's just, it's a kind of a thicker shag carpet, so you just kind of stick to it. So.
It also just kind of smells a little bit like dog TT in here.
You know what? I guarantee you peed in here, so I'm sorry for that.
That's all right.
He pees on everything. It really, it sucks. It's awful. We just got back from a vacation about a week ago, and the whole house smelled like urine.
But I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find where he peed.
Well, you guys were gone a week. It probably happened the beginning of the time, and then it dried by the time you got here.
I don't know. He's a passive-aggressive dick. Like, if you leave any of your doors open, like, upstairs, because all of our living stuff is upstairs, he will go into your bedroom and then just pee on the side of your fucking bed.
And he's always been that way?
I feel like it's gotten worse since we've had kids. It's like a passive-aggressive FU move. Like, because he especially loves to do that in the kids' rooms. To pee on their beds, like on the side of the bed. So, and then the other day, like, he peed on the leg of my freaking couch downstairs. He peed
on
the leg.
Like, while y'all were down there?
No, but like, I kept smelling it and I was like, where is this smell coming from? 3 days, couldn't find it. Then the other day, I was looking at the couch and it looked like a shadow was cast on the leg.
Yeah.
No, he was just pissing on the leg of my couch.
He's like, not even trying to hide it now.
He's 9. And like, I love dogs, but you know what? If he died, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be that sad. Like, he has a good life. It's not animal abuse. I just, he's a dick. And he's very sweet, but he's a dick. He's a sweet dick. Josie can't do any wrong, though. Josie's the best. My only qualm about her is that she eats dog poop. Other than that, she's fantastic. She's smart.
So one pees and one eats dog shit.
Yeah. But you know what? If he wasn't in the picture, she wouldn't eat dog shit because she's eating his.
But she won't eat her own.
Yeah. Just his.
Just his.
So if he, like, can we leave, like, the gate open?
So romantic. Nothing says I love you like a little.
I don't know. It's just upsetting. He's the worst, but that's why it's supposed to. And I think also for me, it's like a PTSD thing because I grew up with, like, multiple corgis that were incontinent. So, like, I'm just used to dog urine.
Got it. Well, next time I smell it, I promise I won't tell you.
I can tell you're very triggered.
Yeah, I can tell you're very triggered.
This whole house triggers me. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just triggered every day. I just smell it every day.
Oh, man.
But you know what? We'll get Stanley Steamer in here at some point, and then he'll remark. So.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Because we thought about that for the holidays. I was like, well, we've got to do that. And I was like, what? What's the point?
Well, when Kellen comes to visit, she's going to judge you so hard.
Probably.
Just kidding.
You know, she's going to be all up in it. Your whole house smells like dog piss.
It really doesn't. It's just in here. And I don't smell it every time. I think this is the first time I've ever smelled in here, to be honest.
That means he must have done it when we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh.
Mm-hmm. My hands are probably all up in it right now.
And you just got back from a trip.
I did. Yeah, I did. I went to Vermont to one of my best friend's weddings. And
maple syrup conglomerate?
Yes, yes. I wasn't able to bring any back. They were all in glass jars. And with my luck, that shit would spill everywhere.
That'd be a real sticky situation.
A sneaky, sneaky situation. Yeah, but I did bring the little candies, and they're delicious. They're really good. But yeah, it was just beautiful. You know, it looked like a postcard of the fall. Like when you think of just beautiful yellow, orange,
so you
red.
Did some peeping. Some, what do they call it? Tree peeping?
Tree peeping.
Leaf peeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what they call them.
Yeah. Leaf peepers.
I was like, why is this person driving so slow in front of us? And they were like, oh, those are the leaf peepers. And I'm like, what?
It's like our version of snowbirds. The snowbirds come down here from Vermont for the winter.
Right.
Whereas we go up there to peep.
The leaves.
Yeah. Peeping toms of the leaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird, but actually now having gone there, it's actually quite beautiful. It really is pretty.
That's why there's Hallmark movies, like, in those areas.
Yeah. Kind of felt like I was in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. The wedding was beautiful, stunning. Bride was perfect. I was the matron of honor, so I gave a speech that I was really nervous about. I think I talked about it the last episode that I was on. And I, yeah, it ended up going well, though had a rocky start, of course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, breastfeeding mom.
Yep.
Got a 9-month-old. And I'm down to like 2 to 3 pumps a day. Pretty much the whole weekend, every time I would start the pump, something would come up. So I got cut off, you know, like 6 minutes in, which is fine. It happens. But I went to the wedding planner and I said, hey, we're eating dinner. How long do I have until I'm supposed to go on? And she was like, you have at least 50 minutes. And I was like,
this is wedding day, right?
Wedding, in the wedding. We're eating dinner at the wedding. And I hadn't pumped all day. Yeah. So I was like, I'm like pulsing at this point. I'm about to leak through this beautiful dress. So
you're like, this shit is satin. It will show.
Oh, every bit of it. And then, so I went downstairs because I thought I had 50 minutes. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I fucking derobe. I take my whole dress off. I mean, I'm literally like sitting there naked downstairs in a room by myself. I left my panties on. Oh, I left my panties on, because that's weird. No bush out. Yeah. I didn't even want to see that. It's fine. Left my panties on, but I just, you know, had like a mink coat around me. That's it. Ooh. Was like smoking a cig. I mean, I was just like really lounging, relaxed. Yeah. Well, I was just like, you know, really getting into it, right? Because I hadn't had a good pumping sesh to relieve these bad johnnies in so long. So anyways, I'm down there, derobed, doing my thing. And about 6 minutes in, I hear the only other person that's supposed to be giving a speech before me start to talk. And it's her uncle, Bill. And I'm like,
fucking Bill,
you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, I was told I had 50 minutes. I am five minutes in. Yep. So I have never karate chopped myself into a bra, dress, milk slinging everywhere. I'm like trying to pour the bottles in the bottles, but I'm missing. And I think half of it got on my dress. Literally half of it got on my dress. I have pieces everywhere. I'm just like, fuck it. I just literally, I'm like, well, I just want my boobs to be in my dress.
Yeah.
And for me to be physically up there to give the speech.
Yeah.
That nothing else
really
mattered.
You should have gone up there with your pump.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Hey, guys.
Right. Well, if I had an extra hand for also the mic, then maybe. Yeah. But yeah, so I go up there with like literally a minute to spare. And then I awkwardly have to walk across the entire floor to grab my speech, grab my glass of champagne, and then walk back to where the other matron of honor and the microphone was. And then I basically start my speech with, well, that was a situation downstairs. Never have I ever pumped that fast in my entire life. And for whatever reason, that fucking killed, and everyone just lost it, and then it was an easy breezy great.
That's awesome.
Great speech, yeah. So
you did your first stand-up.
I don't know about that, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, no, it went really well, and it all started really, really bad. So, you know, anything's possible.
I don't think I've ever given a speech at a wedding.
No?
Only at my own wedding.
You gave a speech at your own wedding?
Well, I thanked what people did you say? For coming. So it wasn't, I guess, a speech. It was like, thank you.
For hey, Susan, make sure you eat that entire plate. It cost me $200.
I don't know what it was ahead, but I'll tell you, it was a lot. I paid 10 grand for a tent I didn't fucking use. So,
Jesus.
You know, we talked about that on the second to last episode, in case you guys didn't hear that one. But, yeah, I'm sure her... I don't know. Never had to really give, like, a speech, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had my piece of paper, and I fairly... I mean, I read pretty well on it.
Yeah.
But I realized I didn't know anybody, right?
Yeah.
I really didn't. I knew the bride. Kind of knew the groom. Didn't even know him that well.
Yeah.
It's a friend from high school.
You're like, Steve?
Yeah.
No, it's Mitch. All right.
Okay. Oh, Ben? Is that what the kids call you? Cool. Her aunt and uncle, right?
Yeah.
Mom and dad figures. And then my best friend, Katina, and her husband. And that was literally it.
Yeah, and Ryan didn't go.
So my mom didn't go. My stepmom didn't go. So yeah, it was just me. And advice that the other matron of honor, because we went up together to give a speech together. And the advice that her husband gave to me was, well, don't worry about it. Just speak from the heart and you can't go wrong. Which would normally be true, but then that made me worry more because I'm like, well, fuck, I tried to be super fucking punny, but nobody knows me from Adam. So I could try.
What if my heart's real cold? What does that mean? If I'm cold-hearted, what kind of speech is that going to give?
I know. And, like, you know, like, your jokes could land or they could just fall flat on their face.
I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
And these people don't know that I'm, like, I think I'm funny.
I think you're funny.
Right. But they don't know that. So
it could totally.
I know.
You got a bunch of gray hairs in there that you never know how
it's going
to land.
I know. So luckily for me, it went well. But that advice did not make me feel any better.
No. I did stand up one time at a at a officer spouses club meeting.
Half an officer's spouses club meeting. Yeah. You did stand up.
I did. This was a couple months back. I feel like I told you about it, but half of them, or no, I would say 75% of them were cracking up. They were having a good time. There were some gray hairs that I could not get them to even crack a smile. I don't know if they just didn't. They didn't get it. I mean, some of the stuff I was talking about like not knowing how to socialize now after COVID and how we're like so in, you know, like involved in social media and right. all with RHFP, like this is what I do. So talking to real people, like I don't know how to anymore. So maybe that went over their head because like they probably don't have a Facebook or Instagram, but it like became my mission to try to get them to like at least crack a
little smile.
Wouldn't I got to give it to them. They stayed in character really... the entire time. They were committed to just having like a... It looked like I had just ripped a huge fart on stage, just judging from, like, their faces.
Just
the
mad.
The entire time.
Just really mad.
Just like, who is this woman?
Who gave her a microphone? Yeah. And it's such a bizarre space, I would guess, because there's some people that are, like, genuinely chuckling. And you're like, even if you see somebody laughing, doesn't that alone make you feel like you should...
Or just, like, just give me a little smile.
A smirk, at just least. Just, like, a little... Like, how do you see somebody, like, dying of laughter and you are still holding that strong mouth? Yeah.
I asked later and they were like, oh, this lady's, that's weird that they didn't smile. They're F-16, like, retiree wives. So you'd think they, you know, they'd catch some of the jokes. And I was like, nah, couldn't. They were committed. I'll give them to that. They stuck to it. Mm. I don't know. God but I'm glad it went better for you.
Yeah. No, it was good. And it was heartfelt. And I had a bit at the end about, like, I never met her bio mom. Well, her adopted mom.
Yeah.
Who passed when she was in the seventh grade. And that's how she moved to Dallas. And that's how we met.
Yeah.
And then she was also really close to my dad. Mm-hmm. So I had a little bit at the end about, you know, how they're looking down and they're so proud. And everybody was crying.
Aww.
So it was a bit of an emotional roller coaster, but all in the good ways.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it went well.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have friends from that long, I mean, I have just, there's so many things I could say.
Yeah.
I mean, I chopped it down over and over and over and over and over again because you just, you know, you have so much history with that person.
I don't think I have. I don't think I have any friends.
I don't think I have any friends.
All my friends are either already married at this point or, like, I don't think they're ever going to get married.
So. Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I don't think we have any weddings. We're going to go to Siri's wedding in 2 weeks. But it was a stand-in. Like, he was like, hey, guys, it's in town. I need some seat fillers.
Like,
will you come? And I was like, yeah.
Present.
You know, free booze and food.
Yep.
I'm there. And that's kind of how I got involved in Toro's wedding. I was like, oh, it's in town? Do you need somebody to act like a fucking clown at your wedding? I'll be that lady.
Yep.
So.
I get it. So, and then, you know, it was a lot of travel. It was about 14 days. It felt like 14 days. It was 14 hours each day of, like, traveling, like, 3 different flights.
Oh, yeah. How'd you figure that out? Because you got, like, some stuff canceled on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. Well, yeah, duh. Yeah. Right? The day before. This has never happened.
This was not Southwest.
No. The day before I was supposed to leave, I got a text from American saying that my flight, the first trip of 3 was delayed. So everything was fucked after that. Great experience after, though. Called them, they figured it out, rerouted me totally. Wonderful experience.
Oh, good.
But it's just a long fucking day. It's a long travel day.
It's hard to go East Coast.
It is. From west to east. I mean, that's just a long day no matter how you get there, right?
And then you stayed at a two-star,
yeah, La Quinta.
Mm.
$300 a night. It was more like a $69 La Quinta, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
For $69. Did they give you at least continental breakfast?
No. I did not eat breakfast.
They didn't have it? Or, like, you just didn't do it?
I didn't know about it.
For $300 a night, I expected at least a frickin', like, cereal buffet.
But honestly, we had things every day anyway. I'm just saying. So,
they should at least offer...
It's the principle.
They should offer those, like, shitty danishes from Walmart that you can pick up and then just...
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm sorry.
I had a coffee station in my room.
And you had your own bed?
I had my own bed. I had my own room.
It? Absolutely.
Yeah, of course I did. I was just by myself.
$300 a night, you take it, you know what? And you take that robe. Nope, they don't give you a robe. What am
there
I?
Was a robe in there.
Did you take it home? You should have.
Take it home?
Why not? For $300 a night, you should have owned it. Yes.
Have you taken a robe from a room before?
I don't think so, but I take all the soaps.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, I have so too much. Like, it would hurt me too much to, like, take stuff. I'd be like, yeah. No, this is wrong. But I do take all the soap.
But I will say, like, such a nice perk about being in the military is the American Express.
Oh, yeah.
The American Express, you know, you get to go into all the lounges.
Yeah.
And so I found me a nice Centurion lounge on the way there and back.
Which one?
It was in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. No, we went to that one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you know, I feel like male spouses, like, somehow have this, like, radar on their forehead that beeps. And when you find another male spouse that's close, it's like, beep, 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 beep. And you just attract each other. It's like magnets.
How though? Because, like, military, you can point out a haircut. Like, I can usually see a guy, and I'm like, he's got a military haircut. Sometimes I can even tell if they're a pilot.
I was sitting at a table.
Yeah.
By myself and it could fit four people, but it was really nice. And it was like by the big window. So you could like see all the traffic.
Were you wearing like a shirt that said, I heart my airmen?
Almost, but no. and by almost, I mean, never. no, I was just sitting there lounging, thinking about how I need to pump, but I'm not going to.
And getting your shamps on?
Yeah. Getting my shamps on. And this lady walks up and she's like, is anybody sitting here? And I was like, yeah, absolutely not. And you know me, I'm like, oh my God, yes, somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I love meeting people, duh. And so she sits down, and within the first 6 to 9 seconds, we realize we're both military spouses.
How did that go? You're like, hi, my name's Sarah, and I am an A-10 pilot spouse. Nice to meet you. You leave with that?
Yeah, basically.
No! Have you heard of RHFP?
Kinda, but no! No, I don't know, Laura. Like, I meet people and I feel like in my conversations, I get down to the nitty gritty pretty quick. I don't know how it happens. It just always does.
So I'd see her be like, yeah, go ahead and sit. And then I'd immediately put in my earplugs. Like,
oh no. Cause in my head, the second she sat down, I like have a story of where I think she's from, what I think she does, how, and then I like to see if it matches up cause I'm a weirdo and I just love people so much. So I don't know. We just start to talk and, oh, where are you from originally? And, oh, cool. You know, are you from Charlotte? Blah, blah, blah. She was like, no, my husband used to fly A6s in the Navy.
Okay, yeah.
And when they got rid of the plane, he decided to go back to medical school. And when he went back to medical school, he had to start all over again. So, like, bumped his rank, bumped everything.
What?
Yes. Went back to medical school.
I wonder if that's true in the Air Force.
It's not true anymore. But back then, I guess that was a thing, she said.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Could you even imagine?
No.
And I'd be like, bitch, you're not going to medical school.
And so, yeah, went to medical school and then did that for another 30 years in the Navy. They were in 34 years. They just retired.
Is he like a general?
He in 06. So they're equivalent. Theirs is different, obviously. But yeah, so he was a Fulbert Colonel equivalent.
I don't know what that is. It's not an admiral. I don't know. Vice admiral?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
She said the words and I just didn't remember them. But yeah, so he's like, if you ever like have a question about a medical waiver, military, like medical, anything medical waiver related, she's like, I don't mean to brag, but like my husband's literally your guy.
So what does he do now? He's a doctor on the outside?
Just retired for now. And maybe going to do like contracting stuff on the side.
Good for him, man.
But, like, I just sensed her energy. I don't know, it was, like, a weird... Like,
something about you tells me
she's just
that you've PCS, like...
A lot.
A lot.
14 times.
Jesus. Yep,
moved 14 times.
The Navy ain't no joke, either. Mm-hmm. I remember coming back from Tailhook, Pete was like, they party hard, but also they have insane deployments.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like,
I will not complain about that ever again on the Air Force side because we don't have that shit.
Ryan's about to TDY for a week. I'm like, yeah, go. Yeah, whatever.
I wish Pete would TDY.
But.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I just, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder for about a week. And then you come home. A week would be cool by me. I even will joke about that when the Bulldogs were supposed to still deploy. I was like, sure you don't want to pick that up? You know, pick that up, go for like 3 months. We can do that. Like 3 months, like tax repay. We can get some things done.
Yeah.
I can get some titties. We can get, we can get some stuff done.
Like pay to have your tits done.
I don't have to do my foot photos anymore. Like I can get off OnlyFans. I'm just kidding. I mean.
Oh.
But you know, it's my bit. It's my bit. I always talk about
feet photos. Yes, your feet photos. Because I
have just hideous feet. And no one wants to see them. Look at them. Just full flap.
I don't like feet. I don't like Ryan's. Oh, don't touch me. Nope, nope.
How do you feel about the second toe being longer than the first toe?
God bless it. Get away. I just slapped your foot so hard.
It's thicker than my fingers.
It is a little chody, if we're being honest. You're, like, making me nervous because your feet are so close to me. Well, you know what?
There's a kink for that. I'm just saying, like, if he had deployed, I could, you know, not have to worry about that business.
But anyways, I do have one regret from the wedding. So, I wrote part of a rap.
Okay.
And I was really on the fence about doing it.
Yeah.
But then I didn't.
Oh, why not?
Well, I talked it over with Katina. And Katina goes, oh. And I was like, oh, like, oh, good or bad, oh. And I was like, if anybody would appreciate the rap, I feel like Lauren, my friend that got married, would appreciate the rap.
Yeah.
And then I bounced it off the other matron of honor. And I don't believe to be was super into it. So then I was like, well, do I commit to the solo rap? That's a lot of committing. And I didn't. And I kind of regret it a little bit.
Damn it.
Yeah.
If you want to do it now, you should tell Lauren to listen to this episode. And that way she can hear your rap. I'd like to hear it, please.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. Anything to get off the topic of my feet.
Yeah. And I don't like how many times it touched my leg, if we're being honest.
So I'd like to hear it, please.
Ugh, it's so bad.
These two beers have gone down way too fast.
It's the Fresh Prince of Bella. Okay, so
I think you've used that melody before, right?
When I went to her bachelorette party, I got drunk on the flight home and I wrote this. So that's the there's only two little things.
I like how I make memes on airplanes, like when I'm waiting. Like I literally on the way back from Charlotte to here, I made like 9 memes. Yet you just make raps.
Yes.
You know, we're creative in different ways.
Very much so. So it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme.
All right. Too bad I don't have like just the sound to that, because then I feel like we
Ralph, really... you could just put the sound right in there. That would be nice.
Ralph, find a way to put Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Beep boop biddy doo doo doo. So this is a story all about how two girls met Kale and it went so well. We'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, and we'll tell you how we became obsessed with the girl in that chair. There's only one more verse. Ding, 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 ding. In North Dallas, Texas, I was born and raised. We met at Parrish, where we spent most of our days. Passed notes in class, we thought we were so cool. Lived at each other's houses after school. If a couple of guys, they were up to no good, we'd have each other's backs like a best friend should. I'm so grateful to be your Mo, and I'm honored to share how much you mean to me and always will. You're stuck with me, so there.
Bravo.
I think I was more nervous doing that right now than I was at the whole wedding. So that was it.
I liked it. Have her listen to this. She's going to appreciate it.
I think I drunkenly, her wedding night at one point when we went out after her wedding. We were out till like 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I drunkenly,
Did you rap in the party bus?
No, I didn't. Well, I did super bass on the way, duh.
Okay, well, yeah.
My go-to.
That's your fave.
Right. But on the way back, I think half the people were taking naps. It was, because it's like an hour or 45 minutes from the place they got married to the bars, so.
I wanted to take a quick break and talk to you guys a minute about squadron posters. As a pilot spouse, I've seen my fair share of squadron schlock and bad-looking lithos over the years. Usually they're low quality and slapped on some cheap-looking frame, and I go out of my way to either lose them, hide them, or hang them in the farthest recesses of our home. But squadron posters' designs actually elevate my house vibe. I personally have several of their pieces, from their classic location posters that highlight where we've been stationed over the years, to my favorite, their 4-foot-long aviator's map, that's suspended in the middle of this cool, modern-looking floating frame. Literally, squadron posters currently makes up 69% of all the wall surfaces in my home right now. They're spouse-approved, high-quality prints and canvases are expertly packed, so they arrive at your home ready to hang or frame. And when TMO ruins everything that you've ever loved, which they will, don't worry, because Squadron Posters products all have a lifetime guarantee. And right now, we have an exclusive deal for our podcast listeners. Use code RHFP69 at checkout for 10% off your total order and get free shipping to the lower 48. So don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Check out Squadron Posters online at squadronposters.com and use code RHFP69 at checkout for 10% off your order plus free shipping.
Are you in need of some badass swag? Do you like free stuff? Well, you're in luck. We've partnered with Badass Patches to offer all our listeners 25 free badass patches with any new custom order. That's a no-shit $150 value. Just mention promo code RHFP when submitting an order, and they'll take care of the rest. Have a pink flag that needs a sweet zap or patch? Your hubby have an upcoming deployment or maybe a restock of your standard squadron swag? This is a place with 24/7 worldwide customer support and a signature no-quibble price beat guarantee. Just pop on over to badasspatches.com and get your order submitted in less than 69 seconds. Badass Patches. We make badass patches for badass people.
Did I ever tell you the weird story about the lady that tried to throw pee on me in the wedding party, bros?
Throw pee?
Yeah.
How did she have pee to All throw? Right,
so this is a story.
So there so, I was.
There I
in the
was.
Pee.
I was at a friend's wedding. I was a bridesmaid. Some things went down at the wedding involving affairs that literally happened at the wedding. Not the bride, not the groom, but like members of the family, neighbors, other people.
So yeah. The neighbors and the members of the family yes, were in cahoots?
There was a situation.
Okay.
Involving a member of the family hooking up with a neighbor, and then the neighbor's spouse hooking up with an old au pair that used to work for the family. I'm not going to give away names, but there was a fist fight on the dance floor. It culminated with a fist fight on the dance floor. I'm not even joking. It was the most, like, ratchet, crazy shit I've ever been involved in. Fist fight on the dance floor. We didn't even know any of this stuff was going down either. Like, it culminated and then everything, like, it blew the top off of everything. So the neighbor, spouse, husband left the wife, and the wife then had to seek a ride. And we were in the middle of nowhere. Like, it was far away from, like, civilization. This was before Uber. So, like, she had to ride back with us on the bus, on the party bus. She ends up befriending the person that her husband, like, revenge cheated on her with.
Oh, okay.
At one point, I thought they were going to make out.
Oh, okay.
And then, I don't think they did. Maybe they did, and I wasn't paying attention, but I was mad. I was really pissed because it, like, this whole thing, it, like, ruined my friend's wedding, like, reception. Like, we got kicked
and
out.
And how
like,
dare an them hour, fight really. During your favorite song? I mean, that's just rude.
It was, yeah, I guarantee you there was a bop on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And, like, the shit got broken up.
Yeah.
So anyway, this woman, the au pair, I think, ended up peeing into, like, there's obviously no bathroom on a party bus. This sounds like it's made up. It's fucking so real. I'm trying to, like, withhold names. But she peed into, like, a bottle on the way home. And then, like, I think she could tell that we, like, were mad at her and the neighbor for, like, ruining our friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Because my friend was very upset. And so she started to, like, she was, both of them were super drunk. She started to, like, threaten to throw pee on us. She had the pee in a bottle and was threatening to throw pee on us. Not even joking.
It sounds like what my toddler does every day.
And then we got off the bus. Yeah, this is a grown woman. And then the neighbor had children. Like, was a, like, imagine us our age right now cheating on our significant others at a wedding.
Yeah.
And kids at home. So she gets off the bus. And then I don't remember if it's the au pair or the neighbor, but somebody ended up hooking up with one of the groomsmen.
Well, yeah, at that point, why the hell not?
Yeah. And
my
that's
God. How that's like a movie.
Ended. Yeah, it was. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. And yeah, that's where we're at. And then it turns out, like, so I finally got a follow-up about it.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks later, it turns out that the neighbors uh-huh. were actually swingers.
Oh,
they
okay.
had, like, an open thing going on, but they were supposed to let each other know when they hooked up with somebody else, and they violated that trust. They didn't let each other know.
Oh, no.
And it culminated at the wedding.
Oh,
that's where
hell.
It all came to a head. Yeah.
It came yeah. to a head.
And then apparently I think they got a divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you really recover from that?
I don't know. And then the au pair, I don't know if the family ever talked to the au pair
probably
again.
Not. Probably not. That's we no longer need your services. Need all them. Those services.
Yeah, I mean, the kids were grown, so I think it was like an old au pair from back in the... But yeah, that obviously that ship sailed. And
wow.
It was... I've never been a part of something that nuts.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to a wedding with intricacies.
It was a classy venue, too. Like, we're not talking... I would not consider it low budget.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. But I'm glad you had a great experience at your wedding.
I did. Yeah, I did.
There was no fist fight there on the dance floor.
No.
At yours.
No. God, no.
We went back to that bar. I don't even know where we stayed at, like an Embassy Suites or whatever. And I think all of us were like leaving that freaking, you know, party bus. We were all just like, what?
So we're like comparing
we got
stories.
To the bar,
yeah.
And we're just like slamming drinks. Like, I'm not much of a martini girl. I think when we got back to the hotel, I had like 4 dirty martinis, like consecutively in
sure.
a row after that.
You just need to wash it away.
Somebody,
clean slate.
A 30-something-year-old woman threatened to throw piss on me. It was nuts.
What a weird thing to threaten someone with.
Yeah, right?
I am going to get you with my pee-pee.
Yeah, especially after what she had done. I'm the... The party that you're, like, angry at? You should be angry at yourself.
That's some inward work there, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully she does that work somewhere far away from everyone else. Yeah.
Oh.
I need, like, a Maury update, you know? Like,
right, I'm wondering what happened.
Find out what happened to her and the neighbors.
Huh.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I didn't know what to do without you.
I know, I was like, what did you do while I was gone? We had a nice time in that weekend. And,
yeah, we just stayed at home.
Colored.
We cleaned. we cleaned a lot.
It takes Sarah leaving for me to clean.
Yeah. You know, Pete always on the weekends is like, this is our time. Let's clean. I'm like, that means I didn't clean at all during the week. So.
Well, who has the time? How? You're just trying to keep humans alive.
He did order us a Roomba, and it should be here tomorrow, and I'm freaking...
Oh, yeah?
It's like Christmas Day for me.
Dude, that's huge.
Apparently, you can lease them now, which I don't think it's a great financial investment, but I'm excited for it, because then I think every year we get a new one or something.
Do you really? Wait, did you lease it?
We're leasing a Roomba.
You're leasing a Roomba.
I don't know why. I don't know. But we are. It's like the top of the line.
The $500.
Yeah, I think it's the
purchase was too much. You had to lease it?
Roomba. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, shit's expensive.
I hear it makes your bed too.
Transition to the reserves. Like, we can't afford all these fancy Roombas. We got to lease. We got to lease our Roomba.
Okay, says the person that you're about to be reserves and commercial and just...
If we can get hired, because at the end, I'm circling back to the feet pics, like, you know.
But don't touch my phone with your foot.
All okay. right. But, you know, and I worked on my resume this weekend, so, you know.
Wow, yeah, that's great.
I guess it is great.
Yeah, and you sent it out?
I did. I did send it out. I, for those listening, if you need help with your resume, I'm usually dependent. Solid plug, helped me with a template because I have not written one since, honestly, before Korea, which was like 2012. And then we got
I feel like the hardest part is starting.
Yeah.
Because you're like, where the fuck do I, I don't even know. Oh, it's been so long. I don't even know where to start. Like, what's relevant?
Yeah. And then, like, yeah, I don't know where I should start with my job search. Like, is it in the past 10 years? You want to go farther back? What do I want to do?
I was a Hooters girl when I was 16. Is that relevant?
Put that down as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
Manager's still there. But so I sent it off.
Becky's a nice lady.
Becky. And I'm hoping to get hired as a social media manager / coordinator / specialist, whatever.
/ foot fetish picture.
Mm-hmm, if you like feet. So we'll see how that goes. I sent off because I feel like in the last year, our RHFP has changed from just being like a meme account to like, we now have this space for like advocacy for military families and veterans and first responders. Whereas like before, I don't necessarily, we cared about those things, but I don't think there wasn't like a whole lot of space for that. And now I think there is. And it's, for me, like a bigger goal, like Pete and I were discussing this a couple weeks ago, of like, what's your major goal? Like, what do you want? Now that we're all transitioning, like, he's trying to go to Guard and Reserve, like, what do you see yourself wanting to do in this next chapter of your life? And,
You're like, boob job.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, oh, sorry.
Titties.
Yeah. First, talking about a job.
Mm-hmm. Which actually is funny because I don't want a boob job. I just want more like Botox. Like that. Oh, then we're okay. Botox and Sculpting. But is I want to like advocate more for military families. I actually want to like affect policy. Like I want to shift policy. I think the nice thing about our platform is we've cultivated this community, which is fantastic. Like I think it's especially in the last year, like we have grown tremendously. But, like, there's times where I feel, especially with the Afghanistan stuff, where we're yelling into an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. But, like, everyone gets it on our end. Like, mm-hmm. all of our followers understand it. They get it. We're all feeling the same thing. But, like, trying to actually affect change on the outside.
Right.
Especially, like, with performative, like, patriotism and people on the outside that are like, support the troops, rah, rah. But there's, like, nothing behind it.
Right.
It just rings hollow. So, like, I want to use our platform for that, but I also want to use, like, my skill set, which has been, like, social media management and content creation and all that, to hopefully affect policy. I don't know how, but I'm trying. So I ended up applying to, like, I'm going to start applying to, like, more NGO-specific jobs mm-hmm. in that realm where, like, it's, I applied to IAVA, and I don't know if I'll hear back from them, but, like, that's kind of what I want. IAVA deals with, like, advocacy for veterans that were post-9/11 veterans that went to Iraq or Afghanistan. And so it's all about, like, trying to, like, everything to do with, like, reform with burn pits and, like, get veterans, like, the specific VA benefits that they very much deserve and need mm-hmm. to deal with, like, so many of them have, like, issues from burn pits. And, you know, a lot of it, like, they support the mission of Afghan Allies Refuge. Like, we need to be doing more to highlight those issues. So I'm hoping to get that kind of job.
Well, I will say, Laura, that I am proud of you because it's so hard to find, you know, where your passion is, right? And you know your strengths and your weaknesses and finding your strengths, but also your passion and trying to combine those two things, for me personally, seems like a forever feat. Like I'm 32 yeah. and I'm still learning what my passion is, you know, because I want a job. I want a full-time job eventually when the kids are in full-time school, both of them. So what does that mean for me? It sounds like you have done a lot of internal work in the last year, and you've kind of come to maybe some of this crossroads of like, you know what? I'm really good at managing social media, but my heart, right, is maybe mm-hmm. more on the advocacy side. So good for you for kind of taking that step in the right direction, because that's hard. It's hard for all yeah. of us to figure out where our passions and our strengths meet. And it yeah. sounds like you've found that. So cheers to you, man.
Thanks.
That's
now if I can just get hired for it.
Yeah.
But cheers for that first step.
But you know what? I've done a lot of interviews, I think, like we all have in our life. And interviews are really easy, in my opinion, when you're passionate about what you're interviewing for. So I have a lot of experience in working in marketing and mm-hmm. for sports teams. And I love sports and I enjoy marketing.
God, you do.
Yeah. And so for me, those interviews were not as intimidating. Why? Because that's where my heart was. You know, I loved being a part of a community through sports. So for me to talk about that, for me to talk about mm-hmm. my strengths in that capacity was easy. Yeah. So I feel like for you, it'll be similar. I mean, basically, you just interviewed on air because you just talked about...
So if anybody's listening and, you know, you happen to know an NGO looking for somebody like me, I know how to run the analytics.
Yep.
I make some decent content.
You make some really funny content.
So, you know, hire me.
Hire me. So a lot of inward work you've done, Laura.
Uh-huh, and a lot of inward work.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to be great. And, you know, if you speak from the heart, because it's all your things that you're really good at. And you just talk about it, so.
But anyway, if you know, if you're looking for somebody, call it your girl.
There you go. There you have it.
And if you're looking for somebody that likes sports and, you know, she's very good at talking to people. She can make friends with anybody, even somebody, a complete stranger at the Centurion Lounge. Like, Sarah's your girl. She works in advertising. Like, you know, help her with the sports.
Yes. So just a random thing.
Yeah.
So before I went to the wedding, uh-huh. I got my nails did, and it was this new place, and I will say I'll never go back. I'm not a nails person.
It was not pink and white.
It was not. They were closed for whatever reason. So I went to this new place, and I told the guy when I sat down, I said, hey, if you could just match whatever color is already on my toes, mm-hmm. like repaint it that same color.
Okay.
Okay. Like same. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So obviously there was a misunderstanding and he took it off and then asked me what the color was. And I was like, oh no, you know, the same one, whatever. So we were starting off really poorly. And then I could tell that they might be talking about me mostly because they were looking literally right at me and talking.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. And then I felt like I, you know, said something bad. So I tried to be nice. But it seemed like the more I tried, the worse it was.
Yeah, oh, no.
And it was just this downward spiral. And then I just realized, okay, well, I'm obviously never going to come back here. Yep. And then it,
so they matched?
No. Definitely not. And that's fine. And that's fine. And I just was like, you know what? This is this whole experience is probably a wash. And you know me, like I genuinely love people. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, they're feeling a certain way. And like I came across, I'm totally overcompensating. And then finally I just said, fuck it. This is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I look up at the TV and this is so random, but I wanted to ask if you knew this. Did you know that, do you know Nick Cannon used to be married to Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
He has his own show now. Nick Cannon has his own show. I'm like, Kelly Clarkson? Okay.
Drew, he has his own, like, talk show?
Talk show.
I did not know that. He's got, like, 17 kids now.
Well, I was like, okay, Kelly Clarkson? Okay. Drew Barrymore?
She has a show? Okay. I don't even know these things. I know Kelly.
Nick Cannon has his own show.
What does he talk about? Like, his 50 kids?
Yeah. They were at some, like, ice cream parlor, and he surprised the whole ice cream parlor with ice cream. And I was like, maybe save that check and feed your 7 children.
Can you imagine the child support on 7 kids?
7 kids.
7 Hollywood kids. Like, these, I mean, you're not dealing with...
Right.
That's probably the highest tier of child support.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, and I think it's 4 or 5 different mothers, which is fine. But I guess he...
That's a lot of moms. That's a lot of, like, personalities.
It's a lot of personalities, right?
That's a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
That's a lot to juggle, I feel like.
Yeah.
So anyway, if Nick Cannon can have a show, Laura, I think we can have a show. Just saying it.
If anyone's listening that has a show and wants us to be on their show, come, you know, we need to start a show with Monica. I feel like then we'll just write her coattails. Monica from Spousely. Monica, if you're listening and you need a show, we'll be your clown guests that just, like, bring the comedy. I don't know. We'll be the Nick Cannons of the...
Listen, I think we would have a fine show. I think we would interview some nice folks.
Yeah.
About some military-related questions.
You're thinking talk show, not reality TV show. Because I'm really boring in reality. People are always like... I've gotten people that are like, hey, I want to be your friend in real life. I bet you're fun. And I'm like, I don't think I'm fun in real life.
Yeah, you're fun. But, I do think that the Joe, you know, Real Housewives of Fighter Pilots is obviously what we're mm-hmm. called.
Yeah.
I do think that actually absolutely could be a show.
Now, is there enough drama, though?
Yes.
Well.
You think in the whole circuit of, like, the Housewives? You lobbed
in some anti-vax stuff.
100%.
You just remember that whole thread a couple weeks ago. That's enough for an episode.
But I'm just saying, like, think about the whole circuit of spouses. You're going to tell me you don't think there's enough.
Well, given our situation a year and a half ago, that would have made an episode.
I do. Well.
Yeah, we won't get into that.
But I really do think that we could have a show.
Are you going to contact Andy?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Bravo Andy, see what he's up to.
There we go. I mean, he's not doing anything.
Yeah. Not at all doing anything.
But yeah, no, it wouldn't be reality.
Okay.
Because my reality would be a very
it would be so sad.
It'd be a very lame sequence of me trying to get my 2-year-old to potty on the potty. Yeah.
I'd be a real terrible housewife too, because like they need drama and I hate conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even handle like somebody throwing a glass on the ground, which is like classic Bravo.
Right.
You gotta throw a glass at somebody.
Right.
I couldn't handle that.
Mm-mm.
Run away.
No, I just meant we could use our interview skills that we've acquired.
Yeah. All right. So we could do a daytime show.
I'm just saying if Nick Cannon can have his show. I think
there's some opportunities here. You know what? Our first guest
mm-hmm.
could be the au pair.
Yes.
the au pair and the neighbor.
Yep.
Have them come back on and ask, like, what's going on? What if they're in a relationship now? What if the wedding actually brought them together? And now
that's the couple that almost made out on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they cheated on each other, or like on their significant others, because that was the neighbor hooked up with somebody in the family, and then the au pair hooked up with the neighbor's husband. So what if the au pair and the neighbor wife ended up together?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That'll be our first guess.
Yeah.
Just to find out, like, where are they now? Something tells me they're not doing great. You know?
And they probably woke up the next, they woke up the next day and they,
Wow, we just ruined our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something tells me that's
how did we get to this La Quinta and these white robes? I don't know.
Yeah. Whose bachelor's room am I in?
Mm-hmm.
What groomsman's room am I in right now? Maybe that'll be, I don't even know who else would it be our guest?
Well, I mean, it would be similar to this format. Yeah. It would be like, you know, military spouses.
Okay. Do we know anyone that like, did something weird?
Do we know anybody that did anything weird?
Yeah.
Lots and lots of people.
All right. We'll have them on.
Lots of weird folks, yeah.
Did you hear about the guy that... I want to find him. They got caught masturbating in the BX here a couple years ago.
No.
We'll have him on.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Here in Tucson. What?
We'll have him on and ask how that went for him in the aftermath.
How are those blue balls?
Yeah.
That sounds...
Yeah. Don't ever go into the Under Armour section of the BX.
That's where it was.
I mean, it was a decade almost ago. But yeah, the Under Armour section of the BX. Don't go there.
I mainly stick to the North Face section myself. So.
There, you're fine. Columbia, yeah, you're like, Under Armour. Kind of riff-raff are you? I'm Nike.
Adidas.
Well, thanks for coming on tonight. It was fun.
Yeah, it was nice catching up. It's been 7 days too long.
I know. It really has. Thanks for listening in, guys. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Soda's Basement. All right, jump.
Maybe I'll write another rap. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. You should totally do a rap intro instead of like a never gonna calm down, never gonna break down. It'll just be you rapping our intro into the song. So to speak, with R-H-T. I forgot a letter in there. R-H-F-P.
God damn it, Laura.
See, that's why you rap and I don't.